The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome. Welcome to Happy Hour. It's so much fun to kind of like connect with many of you that are not here in the Bay Area. And it was nice that before we turn on the recording, just some of us said where we are and where we're calling in from. It's thrilling. I think it is. I don't know. I kind of am tickled about this, that we're from all around. So today I would like to talk about repeating the phrases, these loving kindness phrases. If some of you have been listening to my doing Happy Hour for years now, and I'm kind of have this one way that I do again and again and again, and it's repeating the phrases. And if you've been repeating the phrases during the class, and then you do more than one class, that's a lot of repetition. And so I just wanted to talk about this a little bit, about this idea of saying the phrases again and again and again. So there's a number of reasons why we do this. Maybe the obvious one is, or maybe it's not so obvious, maybe I don't know what's obvious, but is that similar to mindfulness practice, it's like an anchor. That is, we just keep on bringing the mind back to the phrase. It wanders off, the mind does, that's what minds do. And then we just bring it back. So just like in mindfulness practice, we have an anchor, often it's the breath. Then we can use the phrases as a way to, you know, bring kind of the mind back away from the daydreaming or planning or whatever it is that might be happening. So it brings something to which the mind can return. But many of you have reported this, I know it's in my own practice, and maybe some of you have not yet experienced this yet, but there's also a way in which repeating these phrases is a way in which these phrases get internalized. They get into our system in some kind of way, and it's kind of like I'm smiling because it's kind of, this is a silly maybe analogy, but in some ways I like it. It's kind of like we're installing those pop-ups that show up on our computer sometime. You know, like when you go to a new website and then you're there for I don't know how many seconds, and then there's this pop-up. Wait, you know, give us your email address and then we'll do something for you. We'll give you a discount or something like this, right? Normally, we like to turn these pop-ups off, but there's a way it's kind of like that in the sense that the phrases may pop up into our minds in our daily life. That is, we might be having a difficult situation, something that's uncomfortable and pops up, may you be happy. And then there's something else that can happen. There's can be a different way the situation can unfold once that has popped up, quote unquote, into the mind, into the system, however you want to understand the system, our bodies, minds, emotions, hearts, however you want to understand that. So they show up, they arise in the mind, just driving along and noticing that somebody's trying to merge into the lane in front of us, and they are having a little bit of difficulty in making room for them. May you be happy just comes up. So this is one consequence that happens with this repetition, as they get internalized. And then once these sayings get internalized, they can show up as a support for us. As a support, because they arise often with this certain sense of brightness and maybe some lightness. And just that little bit of shift, it can be really subtle and it can be really short, but that little shift can allow things to unfold differently than if they weren't there, if that didn't happen. So this pinging your awareness at random times seemingly is a way in which more and more that the consequences of loving kindness can show up in our daily lives. But that's not the only thing that can happen with this repetition. It might be that there's a way in which the phrases show up either during meditation or outside of meditation, in which we might contemplate them. We might have engage with these phrases in a certain way. For example, just get a little bit curious or to dig in to the phrase. And for example, to drop in a question or have this query, how would I experience life if I felt this statement fully? How would my life right now be experienced if this statement was fully felt or gave myself over to that? May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you live with ease. May you be healthy. Whichever phrase, maybe it's old phrases, but how would we experience life? May I be happy. May I be healthy. And then with this contemplation, it might come with us, well, you know, these phrases don't really work for me. This recognition that there's these sayings that loving kindness practice has, but it's not language I would use. It feels awkward, doesn't resonate. May I be healthy? It might even sound inappropriate if we are in the midst of a flare of a chronic illness and we just feel like may I be healthy might just exacerbate all the ways in which we aren't feeling healthy. So kind of repeating the phrases is a way in which we can kind of internalize them. And then the internalizing them also helps us to notice maybe only a few of these phrases work for us, not all of them. Maybe it's a better words. We can find better words. So that express the same intention of well-wishing and warmth and care, respect, goodwill, but safety, happy, health, and ease maybe doesn't work for us. And so it's an opportunity for us to kind of feel into what phrases do seem like they'd be appropriate for us. And then maybe before we do some mindfulness practice, I will say, in addition to this idea that, well, maybe some phrases don't really work for us, and then the invitation to find phrases that do work for you, keeping them simple and that have the same sentiment. And then I'll add on to that is it can be really helpful to get curious about any resistance we find. What's going on here? Why is it really difficult for me, even for the lovable being, to not connect to a sense of well-wishing, a sense of warmth? Not because we have to fix it, not because we have to be any different, not because we should feel something, not because, you know, anything like that, but just having that query, oh, here's some resistance. And this phrase comes up, it just doesn't quite feel right, or I don't like it, I want to make it go away, or whatever it might be. So this is a way in which repetition can be a support for us in our practice. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some meditation practice and let's repeat some phrases. So we'll begin with some mindfulness. Just tuning into the experience of however it is for you right now. Tuning into the physical sensations, pressure of the chair, cushion against the body. Tuning into those sensations. Maybe tuning into sounds that are being heard, sounds in the environment. Allowing them to be there as best we can, even if they are not what we would wish for, but they're there already, so can we allow them to be there? And tuning into the sensations of breathing, the experience, the felt sense of breathing, the movement, the stretching in the chest or the abdomen, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. When the mind wanders, don't have to make it a problem. Just very simply, gently begin again. Just feeling into the experience of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a being, whether it's a person, a furry family member, or maybe even an imaginary being, kittens, puppies, babies, a being for whom it is uncomplicated, straightforward, easy to feel warmth, care, kindness, love. Can choose any of those words that resonate with you. And choose any being. And connecting with this being, perhaps having a visual image of them in your mind. And then we can repeat these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing ourselves to feel the rhythm of the repetitions. Can be helpful to link the repetition or the pace of the phrases with the breath. Meant to expand our loving kindness to include ourselves. In my view, it's important to always include ourselves when we do some loving kindness practice. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Having a kinder, warmer view of ourselves can be transformative, can really change our lives. It's worthwhile doing this practice. May I be saved. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness even further to someone we don't know. Maybe someone on this Zoom call, somebody you see occasionally in the neighborhood, but you don't know. This also can be transformative if we expand our idea of who it is that can receive our well wishes, our goodwill. So as best you can, bring into mind an individual. It works best if it's an individual. As best you can, that you don't know. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. This idea of this repetition of the phrases. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea to do things again and again, but there is a way in which you're doing things again and again kind of, you know, gets integrated or internalized in some kind of way. But then we have ready access to it, whether we intend to or not. And like if we intend to do loving kindness practice, then there's this, the mind and the heart have this familiarity, they know what to do. But there's also this way in which it just shows up without necessarily inviting or intending, but loving kindness, maybe a phrase, just shows up. What a wonderful thing. Have this spontaneous arising of some warm-heartedness. Just imagine how the world would be if the more and more people had this, that just spontaneously some well-wishing arose. What a beautiful thing. Okay, so now I'd like to provide an opportunity for you guys to talk amongst yourselves some of this idea about the repetition and the phrases. Maybe you're one of those people like, you know what, I just can't do it. I really dislike it. Or maybe you have some ideas. Yeah. This idea of having them pop up, you've actually had that experience that in your daily life, some of a phrase just showed up for you and turned out to be helpful and or supportive or something like that. So I'd like to put you into groups of three or four. And it's going to be nice to just say one point and then I'll let it go to the next person. And then they say one point and let it go to the next person. And then they say one point and let it go to the next person. And then it comes back around to the first person, and then they can say something more. So in this way, there's an opportunity for everybody to speak, an opportunity for everybody to be seen and to be heard, and kind of helps out with the introverts who might tend to be holding back. If there's, they might need a little extra time or space to contribute. So if you're just saying one thing that helps make sure that there's some time and space for the introverts. So if it's helpful, you can go into groups of, I'm sorry, you can go in order of, let's do the last digit of your phone number. And okay, here we go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Somebody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share? How was the breakout room? Was there any aha moments or any questions that came up?
One thing that we were acknowledging is that repetition allows neural pathways to be laid down.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Kind of, you know, affects our physiology in a, you know, in a real, in a measurable way, the scientists tell us. Yeah, thank you, Terry.
Is it okay? Is it okay to go?
Yes, Diana,
okay.
Yes.
I just mentioned, I won't give an example, but in the very recent past, I had an experience like this that just showed up. I was an extreme negative thing, and something like rolled over within me, and within a matter of a short period of time, I was into appreciative joy. I was into this without thinking it, a major shift. And that's happened. Something happened today. I'm noticing it more. So, and also in journaling it, I was observing this phenomenon and then saying, where did this come from? That's not me. That's not who I am. But I'm understanding where it's coming from. It's being planned. You used the word installed. And yeah. Someone in the group talked about the planting. And the things were planting these positive
nice
emotions and things. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And just, I'm just going to say here, sometimes I can read your guys' chats and sometimes I can't. Right. If I'm talking, then I can't be reading at the same time. Right. You know, I don't think anybody else can do that, especially because I'm trying to cultivate unitasking, right? Mindfulness. So I can't always be multitasking. So, but I did see that I got just a moment ago, got a text about somebody who was alone in the breakout room. Yeah, I don't know why this is. I tried to announce we're into breakout rooms because I want people, those people who are going to leave, to leave. But some people wait until the last minute to leave. So I check to make sure that everybody is supposed to be in a group. So my apologies, and I don't always stick around. I have like little jobs I give myself to do, clean, scour the bathroom, these kinds of things in these little minutes while you guys are in the breakout room. So I'm not always there. But I apologize so I'm not always seeing that you're might be alone. Okay, so Nancy, yes.
Hi, thanks. I think one of the lovely things about being is sort of internalized and become part of your lexicon is that in the moments that arise where there's just sort of that awkward silence where nobody knows what to say, it's easy to use some of that phrase or just recall the emotion of saying those phrases to be able to say something compassionate. And so it, I think it serves really well in that way.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. To be filling up the space there that kind of just arises and then that can flavor how we respond. Thank you, Nancy. Very nice. Okay, well, wishing you all a wonderful rest of the evening, or if you're maybe really far west, the rest of your day. And I look forward to seeing you next week. So if you'd like to unmute, we can say goodbye in an unruly way. So bye-bye, and thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Diana, thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye. Thank you, Maureen.
Hey, everyone.
Bye. Good, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
Bye.